A coalition of groups seeking to shut down the notorious Attica prison plans a rally tomorrow outside the New York City offices of Governor Andrew Cuomo. They'll also deliver a petition with more than 2,000 signatures calling for the closure, which they say would be a significant step in ending what they consider the mass incarceration of citizens, particularly people of color. The effort grew out of an event earlier this month at New York's Riverside Church. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed tomorrow's action with King Downing, who is with the September 14th Coalition to Close Attica and End Mass Incarceration.
The September 14th Coalition to Close Attica and End Mass Incarceration is a group that grew out of the big event that was held on that date at Riverside Church, where Angela Davis, Michelle Alexander, Mark Lamont Hill, Pam Africa, Safi Elijah, Cornel West, Suzanne Ross, Jazz Hayden, Asha Bandeli, and Juan Mendez, the rapporteur for Torture, all spoke to an overflow crowd of over 3,000 people. And one of the key parts of that event was the passing out and the signing of petitions, and we got over 2,100 petitions by the attendees calling for Attica to be shut down. And so we took that as a mandate. In fact, I'm even looking at the petition signed by Reverend Stephen Phelps, who's the senior pastor at Riverside Church. And this call and this petition were all brought forward in order to make three demands. And that is that Attica should be closed because of the brutal history leading up to and during the September 71 rebellion, the four-day protest at that time, that ended with a massacre by the state police and the National Guard, leaving 39 dead, including 10 guards, after Nelson Rockefeller refused to negotiate with the protesters. The second reason to close Attica is because of the serious problems of violence, abuse, and inadequate programming that has remained unchanged to this day. The third reason to close Attica is that Governor Cuomo has closed prisons but has closed no maximum security prisons, and Attica should be first.
The plan tomorrow is to what, to deliver petitions to his office?
The plan is to have a meeting with officials. At that time, the petitions will be delivered, the 2,100 and counting. And this will be done tomorrow, Wednesday, September 26th at 12 noon. We'll be having a rally and then delivering the petitions at the governor's New York City office at 633 3rd Avenue on the corner of 41st Street.
Mm-hmm. I think the public in general is familiar with the Attica uprising and everything that happened there, but what can you share with us about the situation there now? What are we hearing from people who have been incarcerated there recently and what life is like for those who are still serving there?
The findings that the Correctional Association made were based on their meetings and interviews with people who were incarcerated there at the time. And so they visited on April 12th and 13th in 2011, and they did surveys about conditions from 269 inmates who were in general confinement, along with 63 program or location-specific surveys that came from inmates in special programs and housing units. So this was coming straight from the mouths of those who were affected at Attica, and they had visited a total of 29 prisons and received 8,400 surveys. So you can't get any information that's more straight from those who are most affected. These are not the words of the September 14th Coalition, but these are the findings of the Correctional Association of New York, who found that a high level of violence still existed at Attica, including intimidation, correction officers walking to prison with batons in their hands, which is uncommon, physical abuse. Attica had the highest ratings of all of the prisons that the Correctional Association visited in terms of assaults, harassment, threats, abusive pat-downs, turning off lights and water, and other things. There were also problems there with a large proportion of inmates sitting idle with almost no programming, and lack of confidentiality between clinicians and security staff, a serious issue where mental health is concerned, and people in the special treatment program not fully engaged or participating in therapeutic programs.
Mm-hmm. Now, the governor has, from the beginning, said that he wanted to change prison policy, that he wanted to, I believe, close some, move some prisoners around, and also make changes to juvenile detention policy in the state. He has done some of that. Has he done enough?
Well, as long as the prisons that have the worst conditions, and appears from the Correctional Association that Attica falls under that category, that the place to start, or at least not the place to start, but it's time now to deal with the maximum security prisons. And so for the three reasons, that brutal history, the continuation of the serious problems, and the lack of any closings of maximum security, say that Attica should be closed, it should be the first one, and it should be done now.
Mm-hmm. And now, in terms of the petition that you said many, many thousands of people have signed, is there still an opportunity for people to sign on to that petition?
Most definitely. We will have copies of the petition at the event itself, and those will be presented, and anyone who gets in on the ground floor will have the opportunity to also have their petition delivered as well. And people can also contact us through September 14th, 2012 at gmail.com.
And those who might want to join you and be there with you tomorrow, what's the time and location where they should be?
The time and location for the September 14th coalition rally to end mass incarceration and close Attica will be held tomorrow, Wednesday, September 26th from 12 noon to 1 p.m. with a rally and delivery of petitions at that time. The place is 633 3rd Avenue at the corner of 41st Street. That's Governor Cuomo's New York City office.
King Downing is with the September 14th Coalition to Close Attica and End Mass Incarceration. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.